Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here to go inside the reporter's notebook and a deadline that cybersecurity contractors and cybersecurity procurers in the government have been anticipating for a long time is here, and yet there's not a lot of fanfare around it, it seems, a FedRAMP deadline. What are people so worked up about, and what is the latest on it, Jason?
So remember, OMB set this deadline more than a year ago when they put out the FedRAMP, which is the cloud security standards memo, initially saying agencies by June 5th have to procure only FedRAMP certified cloud services. So i.e. that means any vendors whose product has been approved by either the Joint Authorization Board, which is known as the JAB, that's DHS, DOD, and GSA, or that have been through the FedRAMP process but have received what they call an authority to operate by that agency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a little bit of a loophole here. If you are in the middle of getting your cloud services approved through one of those two paths,
yes,
and your agency has said, well, we want to use you, you're in the middle of it, that's good enough for this June 5th deadline. And remember, it's also looking forward. So all new contracts that will be for cloud services must say, have this provision in it that talks about FedRAMP, must be FedRAMP approved, or must meet FedRAMP standards. So the deadline is not this hard deadline where you go, light switch on, light switch off. You either fail or pass. And in fact, I talked to OMB about this, and they said, and remember, this is OMB's deadline, not GSA's.
Uh-huh.
And OMB says, listen, OMB will conduct oversight through PortfolioStat and other processes to support the annual Federal Information Security Management Act FISMA report to gauge agency efforts to meet the deadline. And they'll obviously do other oversight. So this is something that's going to happen over the course of 3, 4, 5 months, I think, where OMB will really take stock about how agencies are doing.
The conversation about FedRAMP will continue and the work continues. You and I both had a chance to speak individually to Kathy Conrad, who was Dave McClure's deputy at the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at his retirement celebration last week. And I'm sure Kathy told you the same thing she told me, which is just because he's gone doesn't mean anything. Work continues. I didn't get a chance to talk to Maria Rote that much, who's really running the program now. But Kathy said all the deadlines that we had in front of us, we're on target for, and work continues apace to get us where we're going.
In fact, part of the challenge that agencies face and vendors face is the process to be FedRAMP approved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you go through, again, the agency path or the JAB, Joint Authorization Board approval, that is a long and tough process. And it's supposed to be. You've heard Kathy say, you've heard Dave McClure say, you've heard other people say, this is a rigorous process and it has to be. And on top of that, the FedRAMP group, the JAB, just updated the security standards. So now you have a whole new set of controls. I think something like 70 plus new controls that vendors need to meet over the next year to year and a half. So you're right. This will never end. This will never be a we're done, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting about what's happening now is that there are 12 cloud service providers with approval from the JAB, yet there's this queue of about 14 others that they're processing and 8 others that are waiting to be processed. And I think a lot of that backup in some ways is really causing this deadline to take a different view, because a lot of agencies are saying, well, at least my vendor's on the way to being JAB approved, mm-hmm. hopefully, or at least I'm working with a vendor who's in the queue. And so I think that makes things a little bit less firm in terms of, well, oh, the deadline's here. Do you meet it or not?
Right.
Because the JAB process has been tough. Now, I talked to one government source who was fascinating, because they told me that basically vendors themselves actually dragged their feet a little bit to get into the JAB process. So it's not like GSA or the JAB itself just said, oh, well, we'll take our time. Some of the vendors didn't get their paperwork in when they were expected to, and therefore that threw the whole process off.
I wonder how much of that was the vendors wondering if the government was really going to be serious about keeping this process going. Because I'm not aware of a process like this before where somebody has said, you can only buy in this one particular area of procurement from a list of approved solutions.
There's a couple things that are close.
Okay.
I think I'll point out the Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12. You had to buy only products from a list that was approved. Now, did they have to go through this kind of rigor?
Yeah, I don't,
I'm not sure.
I didn't remember that from HSPD-12.
It's the same exact rigor.
Mm-hmm.
And then DOD has certain security standards that they must meet. But I think going in, it's a different type of, it's a process that's been around a long time. So I think it was a different feeling by vendors. And this process is tough. So I think that's part of the reason why it has taken so long. It's not just send some paperwork and get approval. I mean, you really have to show that you're meeting certain requirements to make sure that those cloud services are protected and do meet the government's requirements.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller going inside the reporter's notebook. And just a quick note that you have in there, speaking of Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies, they have some new talent coming in. Jennifer Kerber, who was at the Government Transformation Initiative, joining them.
Yeah, a little bit of a good surprise.
Yes.
I mean, she's a uniquely qualified person in many regards, and she's going to basically take over what they call the Federal Cloud Credential Exchange, the F6 program. She's going to be working with the GSA side, the policy side, because, you know, you have USPS, the Postal Service, and you have NIST, all running kind of their portions of it, all working together up
yes.
through the policy side. So Jennifer spent, you're right, the last year at the Government Transformation Initiative, spent before that about 8.5 years at Tech America. So she's been in the federal community a long time. She was at Jefferson Consulting with Kathy Conrad for mm-hmm. a while. So getting some federal experience, actually what I've been told, would be pretty good for kind of a change of scenery
yeah.
and get her, see it from the inside. It's a nice hire from GSA, and they've lost a lot of people in the Office of Citizen Services, Innovative Technologies. So it's good to see they're bringing some people back.
Bev Godwin is one of those that just left. Jennifer's replacing
Dave McClure.
Dave, of course, who we mentioned a moment ago. Jennifer's replacing Katie Lewin, you have in the notebook.
Correct. So. She retired a couple months
yep.
back as well. So, you know, it's you'll see, I think, a wave of people starting to get rehired, to especially focus on this identity management stuff, but also other areas where there's holes because people left.
You mentioned the NSTIC office at NIST, and our friend Jeremy Grant there must be pretty happy this week after members of the Senate giving him a little bit of a reprieve, it sounds like, fiscally.
Exactly. Now, the House had come in under the Commerce Justice Science Bill and actually cut the NSTIC program, the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, for the 2015 budget request. Initially, they'd requested about $16.5 million. The House came in and said, you know, we're not happy with your progress. We're cutting you, and we're only going to give you about $6 million. Now, what's interesting about this cut, it's not a direct cut. It's not saying to NSTIC, the money's going away. In fact, what they did was they took the $10 million plus and gave it to NIST and said, NIST, we think you can use it in a better way than NSTIC can use it.
Wow.
Which is not, you don't see that. Usually
no.
It just goes away.
Yeah.
So what the Senate Commerce Justice Science bill did, and remember, this is just the bill getting passed, not the whole committee, not the whole Senate.
Right.
They came in and restored that full funding for NSTIC. So it's going to be interesting over the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 months to see where it goes. And if this bill does get through the committee, does get through the full Senate, and does go to conference, who wins that battle in conference committee?
Yep.
I would think the House is just trying to kind of send a little message to the NSTIC folks to say, we want to see more. So in the end, my guess, and this is just a total guess, is that they'll get the full funding.
We'll watch the marks and the conference as it gets that far, if it gets that far, if these don't turn into big omnibuses or minibuses that get negotiated God knows how.
I think the over-under that is pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big omnibus.
I think that's the way it is looking more. And more and more. Quick shout out back to GSA to a friend of the show and friend of the station, Sonny Hashmi, who got a big bump at the General Services Administration.
He got the acting title removed.
Yes.
Obviously, it's good for him. He replaces Casey Coleman, who decided to leave government back in January after about 7 years as GSA's CIO. So, you know, I got a chance to talk to Sonny probably April time frame at an FC event. Very smart person.
Yeah.
On top of what's going on at GSA, it was a logical choice. You know, I think Dan Tangerlini, the administrator of GSA, looked at what was in front of him and said, why do I need to go outside the agency when I have someone who's qualified right in front of me? So, you know, obviously good luck to Sonny. It'll be interesting to see the fresh eyes, the fresh take on GSA. Not that Casey was old by any means, but it's always good to bring in some new eyes once
yep.
in a while.